Welcome back to the Meat and Poultry Magazine podcast. I'm Ryan McCarthy, the digital media associate editor for meatpoultry.com. As part of our sausage report section in February, we took a look at an established small business based out of Hillside, New Jersey, Abels and Hyman. The company was started in 1954 by an uncle and a nephew and remained in the family until 1997 when current CEO Seth Levitt bought Abels and Hyman. Since then, Levitt has taken the company to new heights while maintaining the small business atmosphere it prides itself on. In this part of the interview, I talked to Levitt about what this business has meant to him and how his focus on hot dog and other linked meats and provisions set his product apart in his niche meat market.
I don't know what the other guys do. The other guys that I compete with, I would say, are meat companies. And the fact that they're meat companies, they're always looking for a place to get rid of their excess meat. And I find that what they do is they probably put it into their hot dogs. We're simply a hot dog company. I mean, we make salamis and we make corned beef and pastrami as well, but we're by nature a provisions company, and that's all we do. We don't sell fresh meat. We're not in the fresh meat business. We're not looking to get into the fresh meat business. We're looking to just make a hot dog or a salami or corned beef and a pastrami and make it right the way it should be, the way it was made 50, 60 years ago. And that's really what separated us from our competition, distinguished us from our competition.
Sounds good. You know,
old world recipes, you know.
Yeah, talk to me a little bit about that, you know, how sticking with something that's been going on for, you know, something that's tried and true for, you know, 50 or 60 years or sometimes even longer, how that separates you guys more than anything, too, where you're not, I guess the best way to say it is, and you're not reinventing the wheel. A lot of times you're just sticking with what a lot of people know, so.
Exactly. Our recipes are over 60 years old. They come from the owners. The original owner, Oscar Abels, there are two owners, an uncle and a nephew, Oscar and Lee. Oscar Abels and Lee Hyman. Oscar was an apprentice in Europe. He lived in Austria, where he learned how to make provisions, and he had a book. in his book, he had his notes where he had his recipes to make hot dogs and salamis. And they may not be in a book right now, but they may still be in a book for all I know.
Right.
But they're written down, and the same recipes. We've added some ingredients to make sure that the product is safer for the consumer. For the most part, the recipes are almost identical today as they were 62 years ago when they were first made.
Definitely. That's really interesting. I'm sure, was that something that really interested you when you guys were looking at this company, you know, almost 20 years ago now, where it was somebody that was really proven like they were and had a really rich history more than anything, too?
It did. It had a rich history. People knew the name. It wasn't a big company, but people knew the product and associated it with quality. I was looking to do something tangible. You know, I'm a old school guy. I still believe in bricks and mortar.
Gotcha.
I wasn't going to go into the high tech field, and I wanted to leave something behind. You know, I wanted to. You know, you serve someone a hot dog, and you make them smile. It's a nice feeling. You give them a piece of software, and you give them a piece of software. So I've got something tangible that I'm doing here, and that's really what drew me into the business. I wanted to do something that was tangible, that, you know, I was able to say I created something, I've made something, and I've made it well, and people like it. And that's really what drew me into this business, specifically Abels and Hyman. I mean, there were other options. There were things that I could have done, but this just drew me to it.
Levitt also talked about why food is an important, tangible product for him to make for his customers.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, my father worked in the food business, and he's the one who got me involved in the food industry, not with Abels and Hyman, but in the food industry. He got me my first summer job, which I was able to parlay into a part-time commission salesman position while I went to college. And after I went to college, I went to work for meat company. It's my father who got me involved in the food industry. It's just that it turned into a passion for me, and it turned into something that I really enjoyed, and I was able to carry it forward for 20 years or so.
Sure. You know, why do you think it turned into a passion for you? What about it, you know, other than some of the stuff we've already talked about, made it a passion for you, think?
Why do I love getting up in the morning and making hot dogs? It's like the guy from that donut commercial, Gotta Make the Donut.
Sure, sure.
It's just, and I guess it could have been widgets, it could have been anything, but, or maybe not. There's something about hot dogs and Americana and it being kosher and it being, you know, I'm making something that I think is better than anything else in the world, you know, in terms of food. I'm making a product that people love, that kids love, that, you know, that just tastes great, you know, and that can be exceptionally horrible if done incorrectly.
Right.
I'm doing it right, and there's something nice knowing that I'm doing something right and I'm doing something good, and I like that feeling. I like that feeling.
Make sure to check out the latest stories, including some previews of upcoming features from the February edition of Meat Poultry Magazine online at meatpoultry.com. Also follow us on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all by searching at Meat Poultry. All right, that's it for this time, folks. Thanks for listening, and as always, have a great day.